Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You probably heard us talking about this study. Bob Pashu is with us. That is the correct pronunciation of your last name, right, Bob?
It's close enough.
Yes, it is. Okay. I think you've been on in the past. We appreciate you coming back. I know you're a transportation analyst at, do you call it INREX or INRX?
INREX, right. INREX. I-N-R-I-X. Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw the study, and we saw that as of Sunday, New York City is now charging a congestion fee to get into congestion zones, primarily Manhattan. We were discussing whether that would ever happen in Chicago, but we feel like the loop isn't as congested as the roads coming into Chicago. So what did your study show?
Yeah, so our study, no doubt, you mentioned it earlier, more than 4 days in traffic. So we found that people in the Chicago metro area lost 102 hours to traffic congestion last year. And a big part of that, besides the typical, transportation problems, like, you know, lack of capacity or bad signal timing or something like that, a lot of people came back to the workplace. So we show that more than 90,000 people stopped working from home and started commuting into work. So that's even adding to an already congested situation.
Well, and when you say 102 hours stuck in traffic, as a parent, I think most of us think, oh my gosh, that's 2.5 work weeks that we could have been home with our kids or doing something with our family.
Well, you're absolutely right. And not only those personal costs, but you have the productivity cost, right? Rather be doing something else more valuable than sitting in traffic. But also that's a cost to freight movers and deliveries and plumbers to go, you know, serve customers. So there's also a cost to business, too, and that plays out in the form of higher prices. So, unfortunately, while congestion and stuff like that, people making trips going to the office is sort of a sign that the economy is moving along and the unemployment rate's okay and all of those types of things, it also limits growth by, losing time and adding to the cost of goods and services.
Yeah. And, of course, pollution, that as well. So give us the worst. Where is the worst of the worst when it comes to driving in or around Chicago?
Oh, yeah, a couple of streets made the list. The top one on the list is I-55 southbound from I-90 to Cicero Avenue during the evening commute. If you took that stretch of road every day, every workday last year, you lost 79 hours alone on that stretch of road. So that's a significant bottleneck there. And then there are a couple others on I-90 and I-290. So there are a couple of stretches of road in Chicago that are kind of notorious for traffic jams.
Yeah, I saw in your report that two sections of the Kennedy Expressway between Cicero and Ohio rank 6th and 7th on the ranking. Is that 6th and 7th in the nation?
Yes, yeah. So we also take a... Now, what also pushes those up, though, are those service high levels of traffic volumes, too. So it's the delay along with how many people that delay affects. And that combination pushed it up there.
And the Kennedy Expressway and the Dan Ryan Expressway are some of the most highly used highways in all of America?
Well, they have high volumes, right? And and so that delay affects quite a few drivers and freight movers around the Chicago area.
And then the report also said the inbound Eisenhower between Wolf Road and Harlem Avenue ranked number 9 on the list. And again, this is number 9 in the nation, with the outbound Kennedy Expressway between Ontario and Irving Park Road rounding out the top 10. Many of us are stuck between Ontario and Irving Park Road trying to get out of the city on the Kennedy. And we're talking about the reversible lanes. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for those to be put back into action. And we're hoping next week, and then we'll have 2 months of using them, and it will be spring construction all over again. So overall, I know, how did Chicago rank overall? Are we as bad as New York or L.A.?
You're about as bad as New York. New York was also 102. Now, I will say, though, that one of the things a couple of, you know, because we've done this report for many years, and we talked last year about it, but Chicago, driving in Chicago bounced back a little bit quicker than other places like New York and L.A. and things like that. So which I know sounds like bad news, but I actually, believe it or not, I actually saw it as good news that people are moving around and goods are moving around Chicago. But now that congestion's back, they're just moving a little bit slower.
Yes, they are.
But yeah, so that's actually, I mean, to me as a transportation analyst, that was a little bit positive sign that people are still making trips and doing, you know, going to recreation and doing the things that they love to do.
Right.
So that was a good sign that Chicago did kind of spring back faster than others.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bob. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.